From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Democrat Hillary Clinton and rival Donald Trump have their last presidential debate Wednesday. It comes less than 3 weeks before Americans cast their ballots November 8th. The 90-minute debate will be held at the University of Las Vegas, Nevada. You can follow our debate coverage on our website at voanews.com. Russia said Wednesday it was extending an 8-hour truce in Aleppo, which is planned for Thursday, from 8 hours to 11 hours to allow civilians and rebels to leave the city's rebel-held east. The humanitarian pause was to run from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. It will now be extended until 7 p.m., according to a senior military official. He also said that Russian and Syrian planes were keeping 10 kilometers from Aleppo after Moscow pledged Tuesday to stop bombing the city ahead of the truce. The Federal Bureau of Investigation is working with Czech police and arrested a Russian citizen in Prague Wednesday in connection with the attempted cyber attacks against the United States. Without going into further detail, the Czech policeman said the aim of the operation was a Russian citizen and that it was carried out successfully. Two Russian cosmonauts and a NASA astronaut soared into orbit in a Soyuz spacecraft Wednesday. It's the start of a two-day journey to the International Space Station. They took off from the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan after their launch had been delayed. They are expected to dock with the International Space Station on Friday. They're to stay there for at least 4 months. They will join other astronauts already there who are to return to Earth October 30th. More details at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A senior UN official says humanitarian agencies will take advantage of a 72-hour ceasefire in Yemen to rush life-saving aid to tens of thousands of people. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The UN humanitarian coordinator in Yemen says the window for delivering aid is very slim. Jamie McGoldrick tells VOA the fighting is still going on in many areas, and he does not expect the ceasefire to kick in throughout the country at the stroke of midnight.
As you come towards the cessation of hostilities or peace talks, there's always an intensification of fighting. And even this morning in Sana'a, we had airstrikes.
McGoldrick says 72 hours is not a lot of time. So aid agencies will deliver relief supplies that are stocked in warehouses close to areas that have been out of reach for a long time. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Save the Children said Wednesday that thousands of people have fled the Mosul area in order to escape an offensive by Iraqi and Kurdish forces to retake the city from Islamic State militants. The aid group said about 5,000 people had arrived at a refugee camp in Syria during the past 10 days. More than 100 troops are accompanying the Iraqi and Kurdish Peshmerga forces in the Mosul operation. President Obama on Tuesday acknowledged that the assault would not be easy.
I'm confident that we can succeed, although it's going to be a tough fight and a difficult fight. There will be ups and downs in this process, but my expectation is that ultimately it will be successful.
Again, that is President Obama speaking Tuesday. A Philippine police van on Wednesday ran over baton-wielding anti-U.S. protesters outside the U.S. Embassy in Manila. Police used tear gas and water cannon to try to disperse hundreds of supporters of President Rodrigo Duterte. His recent comments were that he wanted to loosen his nation's alliance with the United States. According to local police chief inspector, a total of 23 protesters were arrested. They broke through the line of police that was securing the embassy's gates. A member of Kuwait's ruling family announced Wednesday his candidacy for next month's parliamentary election. It's a rare move in the oil-rich Gulf states where royals normally stay away from polls. Sheikh Malik Hamoud Al Sabah was among 71 hopefuls who filed to stand for election on the first day of registration. Millions of people in the Philippines are on high alert Wednesday for one of the strongest typhoons. Authorities are warning of giant storm surges and destructive winds. Super Typhoon Haima was forecast to hit the remote communities in the far north of the country about just before midnight Wednesday. More details at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.